Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 12th, 2026. Yesterday in Augusta, the Legislature's Judiciary Committee held a public hearing on LD 2176, which, according to the legislature's website at the time the hearing began, was called an act to create a right to judicial review under Maine Civil Rights Act for persons erroneously detained. And according to the summary, the bill was meant to protect people who were being held by some type of law enforcement, despite the fact that a higher court had issued a writ of habeas corpus saying you must bring this person to court and justify why you're keeping them. At the public hearing that was held yesterday afternoon, it turned out that the bill has been completely revised. And so here is the bill's sponsor, Senator Jill Dusan, presents.
An act to safeguard personal information and strengthen tenants' rights in Maine. First, I want to recognize that the direction of this bill has shifted substantially. The evolution is in direct response to what our state and our neighbors experienced during the recent enhanced immigration enforcement surge. That moment revealed a real vulnerability in Maine law. Tenants have no clear protections against the disclosure or threatened disclosure of their personal information. And though that enforcement activity sparked the conversation, the bill before you now does much more than respond to a single event. The sponsor amendment to LD 2176 is a comprehensive update to protect all Maine tenants. The new language seeks to protect families from the disclosure or threatened disclosure of personal information. It is worth noting that this issue resonates strongly in my district and communities throughout Maine. Nearly half the households in Senate District 27 are renters. Housing affordability and stability, tenants' rights and protection, and the safety of our housing stock are not abstract concepts in my community. They are daily challenges. And I know the vulnerabilities highlighted by the enhanced activity in recent months are felt deeply by all of our constituents. This amendment addresses those vulnerabilities in several ways, but I want to walk the committee carefully through the core of the amendment. The substantive changes begin on pages 2 and 3 of the amendment. Under the existing section in Title 14 under Access to Premises. Current law already outlines a set of landlord obligations around reasonable notice and property and proper entry. The amendment adds a new landlord obligation. A landlord, the landlord's agent, or any person acting at the direction of the landlord may not disclose a tenant's personal information as defined in the amendment with the intent to harass, threaten, intimidate, or otherwise cause a person to vacate a rental property. Personal information is defined broadly and includes identifying details like name, address, religious beliefs, sexual orientation, health conditions, immigration status, financial or billing information. Information about a tenant's national origin or citizenship status, and information related to the tenant's status as a victim of a crime. This means a landlord cannot share an elder tenant's phone number or address, knowing it will subject them to scams. They cannot disclose the whereabouts of a survivor of domestic violence to an abusive former partner, and they cannot provide occupant list or unit-by-unit names for purposes of intimidation. These protections make all Mainers safer. The amendment includes 3 narrow exceptions. The tenant's consent, a judicial warrant requires the disclosure, or exigent circumstances create an immediate threat requiring swift action. The amendment creates a clear remedy to enforce these protections. If a landlord violates this prohibition, the tenant may recover actual damages or $1,000. Whichever is greater, and may seek relief. A violation of these protections would be deemed a violation of Maine Unfair Trade Practices Act, empowering the Maine Attorney General's Office to enforce these protections and ensure accountability beyond private civil action. Beyond the privacy provisions, the amendment also strengthens protections from retaliation. ensuring that a tenant who reports unsafe housing conditions or asserts other legal rights cannot be targeted through the misuse of personal information.
That was Senator Jill Dusan of Cumberland County presenting the newly revised LD 2176. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.